Alright, 3 minutes.
Okay.
This one's Dawn.
Laura.
Yes.
It's Gab.
Hi.
Do you want me to... my computer goes to Dana's account because we use a tech console.
Oh, I could change
you
your name.
Do you want me to log out?
No, that's fine. Yeah, I can actually change your name.
Thank you.
No problem. Thank you, Art. Okay, Sue is on. That's Dawn. They're at the closer doors. All right, 2 minutes, everyone.
Okay.
And just everybody make sure that you say your name for the record before you speak or make any comments, please.
Okay. Or should I put my whole last name just for the record? Or am I okay?
No, you're okay. Just state your name. Here. I'm sorry. Yeah, we should be okay.
After the Pledge of Allegiance, let me just put something on the record how we're doing the meeting.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Before Brenda does her spiel.
DCA guidelines.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Laura?
Yes?
Just so you know, if everyone that has their name up there, when they speak, the picture in their name is going to show.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't want them to even state their name, just so you know.
Well, yeah, stating it's good because I'm still doing my audio recording.
Sure.
So that way, if I have to do my stuff, I could still hear it. And then it's recording on two different things and you, so we're good.
Okay.
Cool, thank you. Thanks, Sue.
You're welcome.
Is Hey Laura equivalent to Alexa?
Go on, Dennis. I feel like that this evening. Instead of Hey Mom,
Dennis,
it's Hey Laura.
That's so funny.
Oh my gosh. Okay. 20 participants, 21. This is neat.
You, me, Laura.
Yes.
When the time comes.
Just... A few more seconds. Okay, Brenda, we are good, Miss Chairwoman.
Okay, the Piscataway Planning Board meeting will now come into order. Adequate notice of this meeting was provided in the following way. Notice published in the Courier News. Notice posted on the bulletin board of the municipal building. Notice made available to the township clerk. Notice sent to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mayor Waller? Councilwoman Cahill?
Here.
Ms. Corcoran?
Here.
Ms. Saunders?
Here.
Reverend Kenny? Nope. Mr. Espinoza?
Here.
Mr. Foster? And Madam Chair?
Here.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
We'll have a little bit of the record. Oh, no. We're going to say the Pledge of Allegiance first. We'll now pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic. For which it stands, one nation,
under God, indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all.
The attorney will now give the notice into the record, please.
If I may, this meeting is being conducted virtually in conformity with the Department of Community Affairs guidelines that were issued response to Executive Order 103 and Executive Order 107. All the notices have provided the appropriate call-in information to this virtual meeting. In light of the ongoing pandemic, I believe we have complied with the DCA guidelines and the meeting should go forward.
Thank you. We will now swear in the professional guards.
Carol Saunders, can the professional please raise their right hand? Do you swear that the testimony about to give we the truth and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do. Steve Goblin.
Thank you. Thank you.
Adoption of the minutes from the regular meeting of April 8th, 2020.
Madam Chairman, I, Carol Saunders, would like to adopt the meeting minutes from the April 8th, 2020 meeting.
Do I have a second?
Dawn Corcoran, I'll second it.
Roll call.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Mr. Espinoza?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes. Item number 6, which I skipped over before. Adoption of resolution to memorialize action taken on April 8, 2020.
Madam Chairman, I like to memorialize the regular action that was taken on the April 8, 2020 meeting. This is Carol Bonner.
Do I have a second?
Dawn Corcoran, I'll second it.
Thank you. Roll call.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Mr. Espinoza?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes. Item number 8 on our agenda, 19 PB 43, has been withdrawn without prejudice. Item number 9, 20EB03, Digital Realty Trust. Do we have appearances, please?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Arvin Eitel, for the record, I'm attorney at law, I represent the applicant, Digital Realty Trust. As your attorney's already indicated that there is a properly constituted meeting under the new executive order, but also ask that there be a ruling as to whether the notice is proper, and the attorney finds that there is sufficient jurisdiction for this court.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. One housekeeping matter before I go into just an overview. We have 3 staff reports that we've received. We'll be working with those 3 simple records. May 12th CMU report. We have a May 28th staff report prepared by Mr. Hinterstein. We have a report from the fire marshal. We also have a report from the director of public works. Those last 2, the director of public works and the fire marshal, either have no comment or they've approved the application. Staff report indicates that there are 4 site impact issues, modification of proposed sidewalk details, repair of damaged curbs and sidewalks, replacement of dead landscaping, and also...
Okay, wait, password, no, 247679, that's the password, correct?
I'm sorry, submission of Middlesex County application to the board.
Okay.
We will comply with those requirements. I'll have our witness testify to that. No variance was called out. However, we have noticed for a variance based on the CME report, which indicates that there is a recently enacted ordinance requiring 1 electric vehicle charging station for every 50 parking spaces on the site. There are presently no electric vehicle parking stations on the site, which is sort of interesting because it's a data center. 3 structures that comprise the site are a data center. We're required to have just a shade over 6, but we will comply and have 7 electric vehicle charging stations on the site installed. Just to orient the members of the board as to where this site is, if it's roughly bounded by Centennial Avenue to the south, Corporate Place, which curved from the east, going all the way up to the northwest portion of the property where it intersects with South Randolphville Road, which forms the western boundary of the property itself. There are 3 buildings that make the structure, and I'll go in a clockwise fashion. From the southeast of the property, there's a 2-story data center, which is the most recently added building on the site. and that's the southeast corner. And as you go clockwise towards the west, you'll find that first there's an electric substation which was added. That's a lower grade than the actual grade of the facility. It's surrounded by fencing. And then as you go further clockwise to the west, there is a three-story masonry building which used to be a warehouse. That has been converted into a data center, still a one-story masonry building. And continuing clockwise to the northeast is a three-story office building. It's to be used as an office building. I'm sorry, Mrs. Smith.
I was just saying Reverend Kenny had entered the meeting.
The record should reflect Reverend Kenny joined the meeting before his testimony.
Thank you. So the three-story brick building, which used to be an office building, continues to be an office building, but also houses data equipment for tenants that are at that location. Now, between that building and the new building, which I started off describing, there's sort of a gap between the buildings, and in that little gap area, there are pads that have been set up for some existing electrical switchgear equipment, and also some diesel storage tanks and future storage tanks to be located in that location. The subject of tonight's application is that little area between the two buildings. We would like to add two larger diesel storage tanks or fuel tanks, one of 20,000 gallons, another 25,000 gallons, to increase that capacity, which provides longer continuous backup power. The result of that means that we'll have to extend some of the padding pads, concrete pads, where the storage tanks are placed. In type, impact will be that we're adding roughly something short of 250 square feet of new impervious coverage. I have one question. If the board members have any questions for me prior to my calling Mike Youngins, our engineer, I would also like to point out that we've submitted a site plan and report, and we've also submitted new sheets, which I believe Mr. Barlow has indicated will be as S1 and S2. We provided that more than 10 days prior, so the public have an opportunity to inspect those two sheets as well, and we'll be referring to those during the testimony as either S1 and S2, and I've asked Mr. Youngins to describe each of those.
No problem.
Fine.
Madam Chair, with your permission, may I call Mr. Youngins and have sworn in?
Certainly, may. Please call your witness.
Mr. Youngins, can you please raise your right hand? Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give will be the truth and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. This is Carol Saunders.
May I?
All right.
Madam Chair, may I?
Yes, you may.
Thank you. Mr. Youngins, you've been before this board on a number of occasions. Specifically for this application, you've been before this board on a number of occasions. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And you were accepted by this board on the previous occasion, which is probably going back to around 2013 or so, as a licensed professional engineer in the state of New Jersey. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And since 2013, have your credentials changed in any way?
Not in the state of New Jersey. I added more licenses in other states.
Great. Madam Chair, I would ask that he be still recognized as an expert in the field of engineering.
The chair will recognize the witness as an expert.
Thank you. Mike, if you want to go over the site itself briefly and then tell us what we're proposing on doing in terms of this site plan application.
Yeah, you did a pretty good job of explaining it. Obviously, we have the three existing buildings at the data center campus today, with the largest being with frontage on South Randolphville Road, and then the next small one being with the three corporate address, and then the smallest building being the newest building, which is on the Centennial Avenue frontage, number 1115. This project proposes the addition of two new diesel fuel storage tanks behind the 1115 Centennial Avenue building. Those are proposed to be within the existing equipment yard that was previously approved to support that data center building. These tanks are going to be two, one of 20,000 gallons and the other of 25,000 gallons will be wholly contained in that storage area. I mean, that equipment yard. They will not be visible from Centennial Avenue or from Corporate Park Drive. They are hidden behind the building. There really is no significant change, just a very modest increase in impervious, well below any standard. The area in the back today is gravel with equipment pads. We're actually eliminating a few proposed pads to put these new tanks in, so it's roughly the same that was proposed in the original application. Now, these tanks are 10 foot in diameter. They're about 12 feet tall, installed with the foundations underneath them, which is considerably lower than the existing data center building. The tanks are double-walled tanks, which means that they meet the requirements for spill containment. In addition, all the piping for the tanks from the tanks to the building are above ground, mounted on piers. And again, they're all double wall piping. And all the exterior walls of the piping and the tanks will have sensor systems in them to alert if there is a leak in the primary interior pipe or tank. So it's a completely viewable operation, everything above ground, no chances for leaks at all. Now, these tanks are being proposed to support the generators within the 1115 building to give them additional runtime. Generally, the generators have a belly tank underneath them, which is good for about a day of supply. These tanks extend that supply out a little better than 3 days, I understand. So it gives you a lot better buffering if there is some kind of a natural disaster or other event with this data center to run unimpeded. The installation of the tanks don't affect the accessing through the existing equipment yard. The fire lane is still clear as approved in the original drawing. And there's no, there's some slight improvements that are done to the drainage system. We have to move some pipes out because the foundations for the tanks ended up on top of them, so we moved them out so we can maintain them and monitor them better. But really no substantial changes in the way any of the other infrastructure in the back works. Fairly straightforward application.
And I have two more questions for you, if you wouldn't mind. First is the staff report, Mr. Interesting staff report.
Yep.
And is there any condition that we cannot comply with there?
No, there isn't. I mean, I can go out and walk with Mr. Interesting to make sure that everything's okay, but I don't see any issue here that we can't address.
And finally, the CME report indicates that there is a variance. We did notice for a variance on the electrical vehicle charging stations. We're withdrawing that request for a variance before this board tonight because we'll comply and we'll provide more than what's required. Seventh
correct.
Is that correct?
Yes, and we've already had discussions with the owner and are right now conceiving how we're going to put those in. Electricity is not a problem on this site. We just got to get it over there. When you have your own substation, that helps.
That's true. Unless the board members have any questions, I have no other questions.
The chair requests any questions from the board.
Madam Chair, Dawn Corcoran, if I may.
Yes, go ahead.
At the workshop meeting, we briefly talked about sidewalks and whether or not there had ever been a contribution in lieu of the sidewalks along Centennial Avenue, and I'm not sure whether or not you looked into that. It has also come to our attention that there are not sidewalks on Corporate.
Okay.
And I don't believe that that contribution that had been made many years ago for Centennial Avenue covered the sidewalk along Corporate. So an additional item would on the staff report would be that the applicant would be responsible for the installation of sidewalks along Corporate. The town will certainly work with the owner to give them 2 to 3 years to have them installed. It's not something that has to be done immediately, but it does need to be addressed if it was not part of that initial contribution years ago.
I have not been able to identify. I recall it very clearly that it was the sidewalks along Centennial. I don't recall anything about the sidewalks along Corporate.
Okay.
Madam Chair, if I may.
Yep.
You may.
I think I might be able to add some light to this. The sidewalks along Corporate Place, I believe, we'd asked for relief from that condition. There is sidewalk on the opposite side, and we'd asked for relief from that condition because of the need for security at this facility itself. We did not want to encourage pedestrians to walk in that area. There's some highly sensitive information, including financial information and the national security type information, security with service, security type information, that it's being housed at this location. So not to encourage pedestrians to walk along Corporate. I don't recall anything about Centennial, and I'll certainly pass that on to our client.
Madam Cochran, do you have a response for that?
I'm sorry, Mr. Esau. They're going to have to do something. Either it's going to have to be an in-lieu contribution, or they're going to have to install them, but that can be something that can be worked out at a later date. It can be worked out with the attorneys, with the owner.
Ms. Corcoran, I completely understand. I think that we will work something out. I just wanted to indicate that I did look into why the sidewalks were never built along Corporate Place. I know that that's generally been the policy of the township to have sidewalks at those locations. So I looked into it on my older files. We had requested relief from that condition based on the security issue, which is all I had indicated. I don't believe there was an in-lieu contribution that was provided at that time, and I think that certainly would be appropriate for the township to make that request at this time. I'll speak to my client about that issue. I don't have any recollection whatsoever about Centennial, how that panned out. But I understand that there is a policy, and that would be made a condition. I'll pass it to my client that the board is indicating.
Okay, we'll work it out. Thank you.
Well, there's a condition. I just wanted to note, I'm looking briefly at the prior resolutions, and I don't see any reference. If the relief was sought, that it was necessarily granted. If it's memorialized somewhere else, as long as we can work it out, and it's a condition, that's fine. Let's open it up to. Are there any questions from the board?
Hi, this is Dennis Smelsa. I just wanted to know whether the only concern was security around the facility, rather than any concerns about safety for the pedestrians.
If I may, I believe that the issue of safety I'm not going to address. I know that where there generally isn't traffic, pedestrian traffic, that walks. I'm not going to raise an issue of safety at this point. I think it's more a security issue.
Okay, the chair will now open the meeting.
Madam Chair, it's Councilwoman Cahill. That's okay. There's just one other quick question about that, Mr. Atoll, is that so if there is a security issue there with the installation of the sidewalk, then what you are suggesting is that there be no sidewalk installed there. Is that accurate?
That was the position that we raised at that time, and I think we're continuing to raise that at this time, that we're not to have a sidewalk there. But I'll take it back to my client. If the situation has changed, as tenants may have changed since the last time we were before the board, which, if I'm not mistaken, was 2013, then certainly it may be a sidewalk. But we are fully prepared to work with the township administration and professional staff to figure out which of those two would be preferred on.
The chair is asking the board for any other questions. Hearing no one respond, and we now open it up to the public. and see if there's any responses from the public?
Nope, I do not.
Madam Chair, this is Councilwoman Cahill. We need to let the public know how to raise their hand in a Zoom meeting. They should hit *9, and that way they can raise their hand so that Ms. Buckley can see that.
Okay. Any, from the chair, anyone wishing to respond to this application and the witness that you have seen thus far, would you please respond by hitting *1?
*9.
*9. Laura, do you see any responses?
No, ma'am.
Seeing no responses, hearing no response from Ms. Buckley, the public portion is now closed. Would you like to make a closing statement, Mr. Eichel?
Madam Chair, I'll submit on the application. I believe that the only pending issue here is really the issue of the sidewalk, whether it would be constructed or whether it would be in lieu of contribution. I understand that that's been the policy of the township for a period of time. I take that back to my client. We'll continue to work with the town to come up with a solution on that issue. Ask that the board look at this application favorably, as that would be an improvement to the on-site operation for backup purposes and certainly an addition to the township.
The chair is requesting a motion from the board.
Madam Chair, this is Councilwoman Cahill. I would make a motion to approve the application, but based upon the applicant going, or I guess Mr. Artal going back to the applicant to check on the security measures, and coming to an agreement with the township that would be acceptable in lieu of building sidewalks.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but one of the ways that we might accomplish that is it might be to say that we would be required to enter into a developer's agreement with the township.
Is that an appropriate amendment, Ms. Cahill? Would you approve that motion?
I will also ask that our council chime in here. I mean, that's fine by me, if that's acceptable to council.
That's fine with me as a condition, again, to work with, it gives us the ability to have him work with the municipality in terms of the construction and or payment in lieu of to the satisfaction of the borough's municipality's professionals.
All right, now the chair requests a second from the member of the board.
Madam Chair, this is Reverend Kenny, I'll second that motion.
Thank you. Chair requests that roll call be made.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Espinoza?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes. Thank you, everyone. Motion is granted.
Thank you. Have a good evening, folks. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Item number 10 on our agenda is 20PB01, New York SMSA Limited Partnership. It has been postponed until our July 8th meeting.
Correct.
Item number 11, courtesy review from the Board of Education. Middlesex County Vocational and Technical Schools, solar array. Is anyone here to present this?
Yes, this is Lyle Rawlings of Advanced Solar Products. I'm the president and CEO of Advanced Solar, and thank you, Madam Chairman. I also have with me Alyssa Cerubi, project manager for Advanced Solar Products, Keith Smith from French and Perello Engineers, and I believe Francis Kapp from the Middlesex County Vocational Technical School System is on the line, although I don't see his name, but he's up there. One of the participants as well. if there are any questions. And this is my first time to try a virtual planning board meeting, so please be gentle with me.
We're still in.
Yes. So pursue a public competitive bid. Advanced Solar Products was awarded the project to design, build, own, and operate a photovoltaic system on the grounds of the Piscataway campus, along with our financial partners. And so I'll describe the system briefly, and then we will allow Keith Smith from French Umbrella to describe some of the civil engineering aspects as were submitted previously. So the photovoltaic system will be adjacent to the main campus along Gordon Road. It's a photovoltaic system comprising nearly 2,000 kilowatts of peak power output, to be precise, 1,976 kilowatts. That's about, it's exactly 5,200 solar panels. They will be mounted in the field along Gordon Road, adjacent to the campus, on driven posts with solar panels too high in portrait on those posts at a 15-degree tilt. It's a relatively shallow tilt to minimize the height of the array. The photovoltaic array will be surrounded by a security fence with two 12-foot gates to enable vehicle access. And the power will be routed to the school building itself through a trench, where it will be interconnected on the customer side of the meter. And there it is expected to provide about 80% of the annual power consumed by the school, and is estimated to the school approximately $800,000 over the first 15-year period where we will be under contract to sell that power to the school at a substantial discount, which produces the savings. Now, of course, this array will last much longer than 15 years, and it has an estimated useful life of 30 to 35 years, so the school will have an option to continue those savings after the initial 15-year period. And that is just a thumbnail sketch of the project and what it will do. Keith, if you want to add some of the civil engineering details.
Sure. The site is the Middlesex County Vocational Technical School Piscataway campus. As Wild indicated, we are between the building itself and Gordon Road. The area where the array is going to be placed is currently occupied by either there's a tennis court area, lawn, and a parking area on the northerly portion of the side. Site road and a parking area on the southerly portion. Actually, the solar array will be comprised of two separate locations, and they're interconnected below grade from one side of the road to the other. The parking areas will be removed, the tennis court will be removed. We post-mounted solar arrays, basically 2.5 feet above grade at the lower end and somewhere around 6 feet above grade at the higher end, both which meet your requirements. From a stormwater management standpoint, we're actually moving pavement and replacing it with a lawn area. It'll be a low maintenance, low growing grass that's being placed in the area where the arrays are. So that'll actually reduce the amount of the stormwater coming from the site. Stormwater facilities are already in place at the site, and we are just utilizing those to reduce the amount of stormwater. So there should be no impact from that perspective. From the perspective of the variances or deviations, say, from your ordinance, There are a couple from the ordinance. One is that the arrays are set back 40 feet from all property lines, or in accordance with the zone where you're not a property, but not in the residential zone, or in the light industrial zone, with setback. However, we're proposing to put the array approximately 8.5 feet from Wardham Road right of way. There is a, the entire site will be in a fence area, 7-foot-high fence of 5 feet for a 10-foot setback from the fence to the array by executive order. We're also proposing to put basically between the school and Wardham Road, considered a front yard. So we are within a front yard. However, the array will be facing away from the adjacent properties, so this is conforming to the yard. As far as the removal and replacement of trees, there are a total of 43 trees in the area that's being disturbed. Of those, 6 of those are remaining. The other 37 are being replanted at the front, the southern lane frontage of the site itself. So anything that's being removed, that's the grazing branches, being replaced on site. There's no impact to the traffic circulation. The road that is there will continue to be there. There's no impact, as I indicated, from drainage. No impact from glare. There's no impact from odor or from noise.
Okay, is that your comment?
Yes.
The chair would like to know if there are any comments from the board. Any suggestions? No comments? Well, thank you for your presentation. I was hearing no comments.
Oh, hold on, Madam Chair.
Wait. No.
I hear from the other room. Their volume's not working.
Oh, wait. Should I present it to the public?
No. Give 1 second. She can't talk. Unmute. Go ahead, Dawn. Try it again. She's so funny.
Did she mute her phone?
Yeah, I just unmuted her. Dawn, you were muted.
Okay. I'm on the mayor's phone. Hi, I'm sorry, Dawn Corcoran. Just one comment. understanding that you're just coming in for a courtesy review. However, the town is asking that the BOPAC work with us in replacing or repairing the curb along all of your frontage out there. I mean, this is a very large project. You know, you're putting a lot of landscaping in, you're doing different things, but we do need to have that, you know, that curbing looked at. It's something you can work with our engineering department on. And it certainly doesn't have to be done right now because the solar project is going to take you some time. And again, we can work out a time, you know, time frame for that.
All right, I don't know if you can hear me, guys.
Yes.
Laura, did you pick that up?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Good evening. My name is Francis Gaff. I'm the mayor, councilman, madam chair, members of the board. Basically, thank you for the courtesy review. The curbing question is what would be known as Road 2. Across from the new development facing the easterly side of the school, is that what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Because we're in negotiations and received a contribution from the developer for Rivendell as well as the units across the street for road improvements or maintenance. So I'll bring that forward to the superintendent and the board, indicating that there is some concern. Now, it had never been curbed prior to, nor had sidewalks been established on the school side. So that's a little entry into a new foray for us from that standpoint. We are and have been responsible for maintaining the roadway, inclusive of snow plowing. So let us begin a discussion, I guess, is the best way.
And again, I know we're just talking about that one road, but it also does include your other frontages out there. But let's have a conversation. It's something that, you know, the town is willing to work with the VOTEC on. And again, it doesn't have to be done right away. We can work out a schedule, but we would ask that you work with administration, work with our engineering department. You know, we can certainly meet at the site and so forth.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll make those arrangements, and I'll bring that forward tomorrow. And the majority of the tree planting is actually going to be directly across from the development, you know, on the other side of the street. I guess that's Edison's end up. But, you know, it was intended to help shade and offset and buffer a little bit of the visual in the school from those developments. But I'll bring it forward. Thank you.
Okay. If there's nothing else, we appreciate your presentation.
Ms. Smith, you might just want to open it to the public if there are any comments.
Okay.
Instead of an abundance of caution.
To the public listening to this meeting, attending this meeting, if anyone would like to make a comment, you may press star 9, was it? 9 to make a comment. We will be able to respond. Laura, do you see a response?
No, I do not, Madam Chair.
Okay, this matter is closed to the public. Okay, I guess that concludes your presentation, and you will be in touch with Ms. Cochran and the rest of the administration. Thank you so much for your presentation.
Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chairman, Mayor, Councilman, and person. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Next.
Items 11 and 12 on our agenda. One is a proposal review. No, I'm sorry. Items 12 and 13. A discussion to appoint James S. Clark and Ford to do in needs 141 Circle Drive North. And another to appoint James S. Clark and Ford to do an in-need study for South Washington Avenue and Access Road. Is GB making this presentation?
No, I'm not.
No.
I think this.
Is anyone here to make that presentation?
Madam Chair, there's no presentation to make.
Yeah. Excuse me, Madam Chair, can we just note that Mr. Foster has joined the meeting? Thank you.
Mr. Foster has just joined the meeting. Is he going to make a presentation or anything?
Oh, no, I just want to let you know that he was here.
Okay.
He found it.
Well, when that's the case, then that's going to happen. Studies and report to us as upon his completion. And item 14 says I take a motion to pay the bills.
Madam Chair, we do need a motion for 12 and 13. Yes, because I need for the resolution.
Pass the respective resolutions that were provided in this bundle.
All right.
I want to do block 4102 first. There's a motion to appoint Foresight Planning LLC to study that as an area in need of redevelopment. There could be a motion and second and a vote.
The chair invites a motion from the board.
Carol Fondon, I'll make a motion to appoint James F. Corkin the fourth to do an in-need study for 141 Circle Drive North, known as Block 4102, Lot 2.
I hear a second.
Madam Chair, Dawn Corcoran, I'll second it.
Roll call, please.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny? Did we lose Reverend? Mr. Espinoza?
Yes.
Mr. Foster?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Chair invites a motion on item number 13.
Madam Chairwoman, I'd like to make a motion to appoint James F. Parker IV to do an NEED study for 1570 South Washington Avenue, also known as Block 5101, Lot 6.02.
Is there a second?
If I may, Ms. Saunders, there was a change to the blocks. I'm sorry, the lots are 5.02, 6.02, and 7.02. And Ms. Buck had changed the resolution. We had changed the resolution to indicate all three blocks.
It amended to include those lots.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
No problem. Is there a second?
A second.
Mr. Foster.
Roll call.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Espinoza?
Yes.
Mr. Foster?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes. And item number 14, motion to pay the bills. Chair invites a motion to pay the bills.
So moved. Second.
Roll call.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Espinoza?
Yes.
Mr. Foster?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes. This meeting is adjourned, and hopefully we'll be in our public building, Public Works building next month.
No. We'll be here. We'll see you next month. Maybe August. Hope for August.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone. Thank you. Meeting. End.
Another successful.
Hello. Hello.
Bye, Reverend.
Good night. Hello.
Good night.
Good night.
Hello. Mm-hmm.